Hey, everyone, thanks so much for tuning in. You know, right here at Blue Sky Broadcasting, the talk side of all of our stations, on air at 97.1 FM and 1450 AM and online at your computer or phone at NorthIdahoRadio.com. Welcome in. My first guest today is Dr. Greg Jantz. He's the author of over 30 books, and we're going to focus in and talk about his book that was just published in 2022, and it's titled The Power of Connection, all about how we maximize our health and our happiness with close, secure, quality connections with people. And he has a lot of good information for us in the book. And later on in the program, we're going to chat with Idaho State Treasurer Julie Ellsworth. So let's get that first break in and out of the way right now.
Hit a three-pointer when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as quick as the SHS Bulldogs on a fast break, visit tinginternet.com/bulldogs. That's tinginternet.com/bulldogs.
Coeur d'Alene Casino presents the Coeur Stars Entertainment Series. Join us as we celebrate our 30-year anniversary with an amazing lineup of the hottest entertainment. Don't miss House of Fury and King of the Cage on Thursday, April 13th. And country music star Lee Bryce on Thursday, June 22nd. And love like more shows will be announced soon. For tickets, visit the casino box office or cdacasino.com. Coeur d'Alene Casino, welcome home.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Mountain Stove has hot tubs. Are you looking for a hot tub and tired of finding overpriced tubs? So were we. Mountain Stove is excited to announce that we have brought in the affordably priced Strong Spas. Are you concerned with having to keep the hot tub cover clear of snow buildup? With great insulation and hard covers, Strong Spas are ready for the extreme weather. Mountain Stove has spas on the floor ready to show and spas ready to deliver. Check us out at mountainstove.com or come visit us at 1225 Michigan Street.
The Knutson Beat the Cold sales event is on now. We have a new 2022 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT Z71 4x4 for only $50,663. That's a savings of over 11% off MSRP. Only one at this price. 12% off MSRP on a 2023 Chevy Equinox 1LT all-wheel drive. Only $28,963 plus tax and fees after rebates. One at this price. Must show proof of current lease or ownership of a non-GM product 2009 or newer. Expires February 28th. Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership since 1939 that puts customer service above all else. Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and even purchase your next vehicle online using ShopClick Drive. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet, west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polson Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, everyone, join me as we say hello, thank you, and welcome to Dr. Gregory Jantz. Dr. Jantz, thank you very much for taking the time with us today.
Good to be with you. We get to talk about relationships. That's something we all want to have, healthy ones, but our greatest sense of challenge sometimes and our greatest sense of joy other times.
Amen to that. You know, I really enjoyed this book because it's practical. It includes science. It's got detailed tips and guides, but it's also filled with God's wisdom and God's word to cover.
And it's a small book.
And it's a small book. It's very readable. It's very accessible. I want to begin with you and for you with our audience with what are the factors that we need to be alert to that are separating us from other people?
So what are the factors that, well, I'll tell you why I did this little book. Besides, when we're struggling in relationships, we need information quick and easy. And our attention spans are got a little shorter these days. So, you know, a 100-page book, if we can just give me what I need to know. And, you know, I'm thinking about the last 39 years as the founder of the Center, A Place of Hope. I have had the pleasure of working with people from literally all over the country. And one of the things that brings people in to get help is some kind of trauma, hurt, something has happened in a relationship that has caused a great deal of pain. And from that, we may have struggles of anxiety, depression, addiction. And so relationships are really, really important that we figure this out, because we can't be close with everyone, but how are we going to foster and maintain and have healthy relationships? All of us need 3 to 5 intimates and people that we really can trust. But, you know, here's what we've found out. In the recent survey that crossed the country, 61% of Americans said that they're lonely. 61% are lonely. And the follow-up question it was, can you name a close friend? And most people could not name a close friend. And so we look at this and go, what's going on?
You know, I think it's surprising, and it surprised me, the 61% of people that said they were lonely. And that just surprised me. But in a way, I think it's, you know, certainly loneliness has always been an issue with mankind forever.
Yeah.
But there is something very different and very something very, I don't want to call it special, that's too positive, but that's happening in our society that is separating us from these healthy, meaningful, real connections. And that's what, if we can begin there a little bit, with what is it that's been contributing and continues to contribute to our isolation or our separation or this disconnectedness that we are experiencing?
Yeah, you think about what's going on here. Because if you ask anybody, you go, well, do you want to have a healthy relationship? Do you want to have a healthy relationship with your spouse? And the answer is automatic, yes. But what's happening? Well, let's see. We had something called pandemic, COVID. We went through, depending on where you live, you went through different things because the experience of this isolated people. And we saw a sudden surge, particularly with our young people, in huge, huge herds, who went to social media. And in social media, it's kind of like instant relationships. We feel like we have a lot of friends, and Facebook, it's, you got friends, you got likes. But what we found out, in fact, I asked my youngest son not long ago, he said he had a lot of friends. And I said, you do? And his friends are online. I said, have you ever actually seen any of these friends, or have you ever had a real conversation with them? And the answer was no, but they're still friends. And that's the problem right there. We redefined what it meant to have a relationship. Oh, we may have a lot of connections, and there's times that I'm grateful that we have social media and to share information with other family members, etc. But the relationship piece. So our younger generation, you know, they're tethered to social media. Some adults are too. But it changed the definition of what is a relationship.
I really like that, because I think that a lot of our young people, not all of them, but many, many of them to varying degrees, don't even know, as you're saying, what a real relationship is.
Right, right.
Yeah. You talked about, okay, so social media, phones, a long time ago, when did TV start? Back in the 40s? I think that was a part of the issue, right there, TV. But you said something that was surprising to me, and let me see if I can find it. Oh,
sure.
Poor health and disabilities. As I was thinking ahead and looking through this book and reading it, poor health and disabilities can contribute. And we need to be alert to that, whether it's someone else or ourselves.
You know, that is important to remember. Health issues, there's times, let's just use depression.
Mm-hmm.
There, you could be living with a family member that has significant depression, and it's not going away. In fact, it feels like despondency, and there feels like there's despair. Well, a mental health issue will interfere with relationships. A lot of times you go, I don't know what to do to help. I don't know, it's hard to feel close. I feel frustrated. And so the person who's depressed, they isolate more and more. As we look at, okay, physical health issues can affect a person in their ability to really be fully present in relationships. So we need to always look at that. Mental health issues do. One mental health issue that we need to really look at is addiction. Addiction, so let's say alcohol, drugs, even a prescription drug addiction. Addictions will drive us to the addiction, and we could say food too.
I was just going to say that, food, it'll separate you from people.
I had a lady not long ago, she says, you know, it's easier to be intimate with food than it is with people. So that's really what we're talking about. We can go to food or go to chemicals as a replacement for relationships.
You know, Dr. Jantz, another one that I guess it didn't surprise me, but was busyness. Busyness is like the watchword for, you know, how are you? I'm busy. I'm busy. And we mask, maybe unknowingly, our loneliness, our lack of connection, which is being busy. And you think you're okay because you're so busy running around, superficial with everybody, but busy. Talk to us about that, because like that one, people may not be alert to.
That's a really good one. Busyness. I can be so overly busy that there's no margin in my life to develop, or, you know, relationships require some time. And so if I'm so busy, I may not really have the time to foster, invest. Relationships require a skill of empathy or compassion. Relationships require that I'm engaged. Their communication goes both ways. If you're in a relationship and one person is so overly needy, you know, it takes the relationship out. And so healthy relationships are those that I have free exchange. For example, I have a little, it's kind of relationship rule that I have with my wife. And here's what it is. I may make some mistakes that I later regret, but I will never do or say anything with a malicious intent to cause harm. I will never hurt you on purpose.
Exactly.
Malicious harm. I may make mistake that hurt you, and I hope I know that and I correct it quickly, but I will never have malicious intent.
Yes.
Now, there are people, kind of their motive is to be harmful and hurtful or passive aggressive or to say, be emotionally abusive and to use anger for control of another person. So, we need to be able to recognize who's unhealthy in my life.
Yeah. I have one other for you in terms of what isolates us. And I just want to remind everyone, we are talking about a great little book, very readable, very accessible, lots of lists and bullet points, The Power of Connection, How to Maximize Your Health and Happiness Through True, Real, Close Relationships. Dr. Gregory Jantz, Greg Jantz, is our guest, and he's the author. And here's the last one I'd like you to focus on for us in this great section in the book about what actually is isolating us. How does all this happen in our life? And Dr. Jantz, speak to us about social adversity. That one, I thought, you know, some people are just kind of naturally moving in that direction. They need to be aware of that. Is that the way that works?
I'm so sorry. I'm not able to hear you.
Societal adversity. Can you hear me?
I got it now.
Okay. Good.
Societal adversity. Okay, a pandemic. Pandemic is a good something where it prohibits people from being together. Could be some sort of crisis where you are actually not able to maintain a normal relationship. Some people may isolate more. There also could be something tragic. Could be a death, a tragic accident. When we have something that's traumatic, we tend to pull away from people versus move towards people. So we need to watch for that. Tell you what, this pandemic was a great example. People pulled away.
Yeah.
They isolated.
Big time.
No, we need each other. Yeah, you need your space. I get that, but we need one another.
You know, Dr. Jantz, for societal adversity, I was thinking about air travel. Air travel has become so difficult in these more recent years for lots of different reasons. I myself kind of am adverse to flying. I just like, it's kind of the last thing I want to do sometimes. And so I see that with societal adversity. You know, there are people, they just don't want to deal with other people. You know, it's like people are hassles. People make demands. People, like you were just saying, in a marriage, they make mistakes. And so it's like part of the isolation process is I just don't want to deal with that anymore. That's a red flag.
Right. Yeah, it is a red flag. You know, here's the thing, and in fact, I was having a conversation with my wife, and I said, you know, when it all boils down to it, really what we have is the quality of our relationship. And to the best of my ability, I don't want to live with regret in relationship. If I need to seek forgiveness, if I've been hurt, I don't want to live with bitterness, resentment, or regret. I want to do my part to have a healthy relationship, because that's what we have. And all of us need 3 to 5 people that are really our close intimates in our life. And it varies. I say 3 to 5. It's kind of hard to have more than that. But people who you trust, you know they're going to tell you the truth. Even if you don't want to hear it, they're going to be coming alongside you. We do that for one another. But just this is kind of a time to look, okay, when it all boils down to it, what I have is the health of my relationship.
I really like that. You segued into where I was heading, and that is what constitutes a healthy relationship. And what you had in your book that I liked, you had two women, one living in apartment A, the other in apartment B, and they were both alone. But they were alone in different ways, and they had different quality of relationships. Can you briefly, or can you kind of summarize that for our audience? They can read it in depth in the book, The Power of Connection, but I thought that was a great example.
Sure. As we look at, there are people that can go through life with carrying hurt and resentment, and it's a slow poison. You may not even realize it. You may not even realize it's a poison. It's a toxicity that's affecting your relationships. And when you get later on in life and you go, who's close, and you realize that you've been embittered for so long and relationships have been poisoned, versus my other choice. My other choice is a choice of, I will initiate forgiveness. I will, and sometimes we have to do that for ourselves. I will make a decision, even if I have to practice it every day, of forgiveness. Healthy relationships, long-term, are those that have an ingredient of forgiveness. And another way to say that could be grace, to be grace-filled, which means, you know, there's times where we give people another chance. There's times where we give people the opportunity to have another chance. People make mistakes. So be careful about writing off relationships quickly. So we just have a choice in our relationships. Let's choose health and well-being.
Amen to that. We're up against a quick break. We're going to take that break right now. When we come back, we'll be with Dr. Gregory Jantz for more conversation about his book, The Power of Connection.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us, or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Imagine winning a grand a day for life. This could be your reality with Lucky for Life from the Idaho Lottery. It's a lifetime of winning. And with our bonus daily giveaway, you could be lucky for life. Or you could be lucky for Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. Now through St. Paddy's Day, for every Lucky for Life ticket you buy, you'll get a chance to win $1,000 instantly. This could be your lucky day or your lucky life. Benefiting Idaho public schools and buildings. Must be 18 or older. Play wise.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the Warehouse Club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division, north of Francis, Video Only.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back in, everyone. We are talking today with Dr. Gregory Jantz, the author of The Power of Connection, filled with wisdom, God's wisdom, scientific wisdom, medical wisdom, all about loneliness and the effects of loneliness and the solutions, the connections, the healthy, happy, deep and meaningful connections that are great. Dr. Jantz, thanks again for being with us. I want to ask you to comment for our audience. You know, there's a quote in here that says that we know that loneliness is not just a state of mind. It holds serious consequences for physical health as well. It impacts our immune system, for example. Talk to us about that.
Loneliness. I think of loneliness, the tendency is we begin to turn to substances. We've mentioned food before, but there is turning to really addiction to bring comfort. It's slow, it's subtle, and before you know it, somebody's drinking the fifth glass of wine at night because they're lonely. And that's what we will always do something with loneliness. And loneliness can lead to a deep despair. There is a despair of not having the relationship you always dreamed of. There's the despair of feeling like it's always going to be this way. There's the despair of my life will never change. I can never get over this. And we know that for some who fall into suicidal thinking, when I say suicidal, they're thinking about it would be better off if I'm not even alive. That can originate from a sense of deep, despairing loneliness.
And, you know, this is the deepest problem that you're talking about, this state of mind. But I want people to also understand there is a physical, an actual physiological component to this. You quoted some studies from UCLA that talked about the link between loneliness, real loneliness, isolation, and disease, and that our genes can maybe behave differently, the immune system is compromised, the inflammatory gene gets turned on. I mean, this is some actual physical consequences of being isolated. That gives me...
Yeah, we develop more sickness. Our immune system tends to be more suppressed. So therefore, we're more open to becoming ill. We know that our brain chemistry and the lonely brain, and this is something that happens over time, our brain chemistries can be off. We can have lower levels of, there's certain chemicals, one's called serotonin, one's called dopamine, and these are chemicals that have a lot to do with emotional balance, feeling good. When you're lonely over time, it begins to alter our chemistries.
All right, so I think that... For people who didn't think, I think there are people who are like, quote unquote, they think they're happy alone and maybe they have that healthy me time, but they also have connections. Okay, that's great. For people, and we all to a certain extent need solutions for better relationships, to be a better friend, to reach out. This is where your book is so powerful, because you've got like four steps toward authentic relationship, five keys to connection. And so talk to us a little bit about some of the solutions and ways that we can offset, that we can overcome any kind of loneliness or isolation that's in our life.
There's times where we need to reach out, even to a mental health professional, just to, if we've been in a pattern and it's been 5 months, 6 months, I encourage that we begin to reach out, and I know it's difficult. It's the last thing a person would want to do. And maybe a way to help you do that is on my website, I've got a pretty extensive depression survey questionnaire that it's totally private, that you can take and see all this symptoms, and there's a fair amount that you may be experiencing. So just do a little checkup and see what are all the things I am experiencing. Sometimes when we're not doing well in relationships, we just kind of treat it as normal, and we forget. And then I'm going to give you a few downloads of some free things, but it's it's just a place to start. Use today as a stepping stone, a place to start to get more information. And you know, as good as my books are, as good as this little book is, it's not going to cure everything. Okay, we probably need at times to take some action and be willing to get. And sometimes maybe it's with a virtual connection with somebody, as you know, if I'm living in a place and there's limited resources, maybe I need to reach out. Here's what I find. We typically do not regret reaching out for help. What we regret is not reaching out. And so I just really want to encourage, use today as a place to gather more information. Use it as an opportunity to take a few steps, even though it's really difficult to do.
You know, I really like that, encouragement a step at a time, and that's true of anything. You know, we have to stick to and just take steps to get where we want to get. Dr. Gregory mentioned his website, Dr. Gregory Jantz, that's JANTZ.com. You can get his books there. There's all kinds of resources that are available at the website, Dr. Gregory Jantz, JANATZ.com. You know, one of the things that I like about your book, and it sounds like I haven't explored your website in great detail, but is that it is all about steps. I saw a picture of a guy trying to climb a ladder where the rungs were not that far apart. And then I saw it was a picture of a guy with the rungs. It was like above his head. The rungs were so far apart he couldn't even get started. I like that. It's all about small steps, right?
Right. It is about taking baby steps. And the baby steps, I know, are difficult. It's like you're on the high dive and you don't want to jump. You'll be glad you did. Okay. Yeah. And the website that all that is on is actually aplaceofhope.com. And that's got all the good questionnaires, some of the free downloads we'll give you. That's just a place to start.
Okay. So aplaceofhope.com?
Aplaceofhope.com.
Okay. Got it. Is there a link from drgregoryjantz.com to A Place of Hope?
I don't have that in front of me. There probably is.
Okay, there probably is. Well, anyway, aplaceofhope.com, that's even better.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, God bless you for writing this little book. I hate to call it little because even though it is in the physical sense, it's big in that it's clear, and again, it's got kind of small steps, you know, ideas, bites that you can chew on and get to. You don't get lost in, you know, kind of big words and big long sentences. I like it a lot. Thank you so much, Dr. Jantz, for joining us today and being with us, and I hope we get a chance to talk again.
You got it.
All right.
Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right, everybody, sit, stay. We have another guest coming up. Idaho State Treasurer Julie Ellsworth is going to join us. Looking forward to that conversation. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
We expect our information in real time. U.S. Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. U.S. Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 800-730-8405 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check. As easy as, that's 800-730-8405.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricut, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See cricketwireless.com for details.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
The Hydra Steakhouse opens 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Come on in for nightly specials, famous prime rib, seafood, chicken, and pasta dinners. Or swing into the lounge with a full bar, try a tasty appetizer, and check out the house-made signature cocktails, beer, and wine.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
More than a dealership, Finley Jeep Superstore is fighting inflation. Last month was some of the biggest Jeep savings in years, and you can save big again this month during Jeep's President's Day sales event with Finley Employee Pricing. Receive Finley Employee Pricing on any new 2022 Jeep in stock. And Finley Jeep Superstore has Jeeps, lots of Jeeps. Enjoy the same discounts and savings as Finley employees during the whole month of February. Plus, no payments for 90 days on approved credit with select lenders. That's no payments until sometime in May. Or check out a new three-row Jeep Grand Cherokee lease for as little as $299 a month. That's a 2023 Grand Cherokee El Laredo 4x4. MSRP $47,185, $299 a month, $29.99 total is due at signing. No security deposit, tax, title, license, extra on approved credit. Hurry in for the best selection. Finley Jeep Superstore is located in Post Falls at the I-90 Autoplex. See inventory online at finleypostfalls.com.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. As promised, we have Julie Ellsworth. She is the Idaho State Treasurer on the line with us and happy to have her today. Welcome in, Julie. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Nice to be here.
It's nice to have you on the phone again. It was last summer that we had an opportunity to talk about the ESG situation and get updated. Yes. Not today, but maybe in a future conversation, you can give us where we are on that now.
Okay. You know, tomorrow they're going to introduce three bills in the State Affairs Committee on the House side that will deal with ESG. So if anybody goes onto the legislative website, it's State Affairs on the House side, and it's at 9 a.m.
Oh, thank you so much for that, because the show that we did with you was very impressive. I had a lot of phone calls from people. I had a lot of texts where they wanted to know more. As a matter of fact, I got interviewed on a local guy's podcast. I don't know, maybe he couldn't schedule you. I don't know what happened. But he wanted to interview me about my interview about you. And, it was good.
Tune in tomorrow at the legislature. It will introduce the bills, and then there will be three bills that will become in the public domain. They'll get a bill number, and they'll probably be up on the website by Thursday. But, yes, tomorrow's the big day. Three bills, lots of support for it here in the Idaho legislature.
Oh, good. I was just going to ask that, if it looked like it had legs or what about support with the governor? I hate to put you on the spot to call that.
We have worked with all people in government hoping to get this to make it all the way, and I have great high hopes for that.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Well, today we have a different topic, and it's safety deposit boxes. And when I heard this and the PSA that's running on our radio stations with your voice, I don't know. I guess I was surprised that people could lose track of a safety deposit box.
I think that's why they're lost, Barbara.
Yeah. How does it happen?
You know, there's a course of time that the banks consider the safety deposit box to be abandoned. And, you know, some people have passed away or completely forgotten about it. Things get left behind when it comes to unclaimed dollars or property, and that's what my division in the office is doing. So these safety deposit boxes have been abandoned. Eventually, the banks drill the boxes open, this abandoned property, and they package it up and they send it to me. And I have about 2,300 of them, safety deposit boxes, in my vault. We have a special vault for them, and we just hope that people will check their name and see if their name is on our website. It's yourmoney.idaho.gov. And if your name is there, and it will connect you with whatever unclaimed dollars or property we might have in our office. It's pretty nice. There's $228 million. So please, everybody, yourmoney.idaho.gov. And, you know, the city, Kootenai County has about 18 million dollars, and Boundary County has $102,000 that needs to be claimed. Isn't that amazing?
That is beyond amazing. I knew it was going to be a lot, but I had no idea. So ultimately, is there a time frame that you get to take this money and put it into the general fund to the benefit of all of Idaho, or what ultimately can happen?
The time frame was decided by the legislature in 2011, I believe. They have taken an expiration date off of that, those funds. And so you or any heir that you might have can always make claim to those funds. In the meantime, I'm managing them, making sure that they're there. We are working to find the people that may have them. It never costs anything to claim your dollars or your safety deposit box here. And if you're called by people asking if they can help you find a way to claim it, that's not what we do, and that would be a scam. But this is in the state treasurer's office, yourmoney.idaho.gov. And we get to match up a lot of people with their lost dollars. It's a nice job.
I'm going to ask you to say that web page or that connection, your money at what?
It's yourmoney.idaho.gov.
Oh, so there's no at.
That's correct.
Yourmoney.idaho.gov. All right. Yes. I'm so glad I had
you. You can check nationally at this website. It's called missingmoney.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are connected. You'd be surprised if you've moved around, you may have like a deposit from a place that you formerly lived at, you know, that you forgot that it was owed to you. Things like a forgotten life insurance that you were the beneficiary of it, or you know, lots of different policies, stocks, and bonds, things like that are tucked away and forgotten, but ultimately they have value and they need to go back to the proper owner. So check your name out.
Absolutely. Yourmoney.idaho.gov gets you to a place where you can see if you have something
right
there. You know, Julie, by the way, folks, just to recap for you, we're talking with Julie Ellsworth. She's the Idaho State Treasurer, and I'm here to tell you she wears a lot of hats. We have a lot of things that are under her supervision, her management, and one of them, safety deposit boxes. I have to disagree.
Abandoned.
Not, yes, you're not in charge
not
of all of them. Praise God for that. That would be way too much. Abandoned safety deposit boxes.
Uh-huh.
And the banks have turned them over now to you.
They have.
Yeah,
so there are statutes that govern the time frame that you can consider it abandoned property, and then you put notices out to the presumed owners. You know, lots of things to follow, but ultimately in my safe,
yeah,
in my vault.
In your vault. Now, I think there needs to be an expiration date at the state level. You've just told us no, that there's legislation that says this goes on forever. Are you able to take that money and invest it to the benefit of Idaho to pay for the cost of managing all this?
Absolutely. That is what actually pays for the cost of managing this program. We do invest the monies while they're being held here, and they generate interest earnings, which then helps pay for the team of people I have that work on finding the correct owners. We never, in the state treasurer's office, we always want to maximize money. And anytime money's just laying down, it's just not doing the best return for the Idaho taxpayer. So we are always trying to find ways to keep the money working for us. But at the same time, aware that people can claim this. I mean, sometimes it's little claims, like, you know, 50 cents. You can turn that over and just donate it back to something in the state. But, you know, a few weeks ago, there was a $70,000 claim. So
Wow. There,
you just don't know what you've left because it's unclaimed. It's forgotten.
Exactly. Well, this is exciting. It's kind of like a treasure hunt.
I think so.
Yeah, I like your phrase where you said we don't want to let money lay down. I mean, crack the whip, Julie. Get that money. Get that money working.
It's actually the fiduciary duty of my office to get the best return for the Idaho taxpayers in the most safe manner. And so, you know, we have lots of protocols and committees with oversight and input on how the money is managed. But most importantly, we are always working to get the best return for Idahoans. Last year, we returned $42 million back to the Idaho General Fund from the management of money. If the money, it will be used, but there's maybe a three-month delay until the entity needs it, well, we just don't let it sit. We manage it so that it can turn back and help out in Idaho.
So let me understand, because that is very impressive. $42 million from the coffers that you manage, correct me if I'm saying this wrong, were returned to the general fund, because after all of your expenses and your staff and the things that get paid for, you made a profit of $42 million?
We returned $42 million back to Idaho taxpayers. Most of it went back to the general fund. Some of it was dollars that I've helped local units of government manage while they're waiting to use them, you know, for purposes in your local communities. Whomever the office is managing the funds for is who receives the benefit, obviously. But last year there was a $42 million. And as far as I'm concerned, it's all taxpayers that are benefiting, no matter what level of government it is. It's an Idaho taxpayer.
Yes, so, yes, indeed. What a good job. What a good job. Also, I want to take a moment to congratulate you on your re-election.
Thank you.
We have
How
many years is your service?
I've served 4 years, so this is my, I'm beginning my second time. But
of 4 years.
But I had a goal to go to every county seat in the state of Idaho. And, oh, I just loved it so much. I'll always think of Bonner County as, you know, St. Mary's with the lumberjack in front of the school.
Right.
You know, things like that. I just loved meeting everybody throughout the whole state. It's too bad you can't do the treasury out of your car all the time. But, you know,
now listen,
Idaho
to get back to North Idaho, get back to Sandpoint, have to get here on a Tuesday. So you can be on the program live with me in the studio. Okay, so you write that down. Tuesdays live with Barbara the next time you're in North Idaho. All right, we are out of time. What a great opportunity to share this with our audience. I thank you so much for the work that you do. God bless you, Julie.
Thank you, Barbara. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye. All right, everybody, come on back next week. I have Bonner County Commissioner Asia Williams to discuss what is happening in our county. And at the county commissioner meetings, we will be taking your phone calls next week at 208-265-8255. Until then, this is Barbara saying, please take care, slow down, and may God richly bless you, my friends.